everyone.
It's time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, I am so excited about today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Today's show, we are going to be talking about some fabulous hair care and skincare products. But, you know, I wanted to ask you out there, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you feel that your skin is radiant and glowing? Does your hair feel luxuriously soft and shining? You know that healthy hair and skin can radically improve your appearance and also to help your boost your self-esteem. That's what we all want. Anyway, in a couple of minutes, Nerda Joy will be here. She's a Beverly Hills skincare expert. She's been in the business for over 30 years, and she was actually named one of the top facialists in the country. Oh, I'm so excited for you to meet her. Oh, and her clients include Jennifer Gardner, Kate Beckinsale, and Tyra Banks. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite products that are not only easy to use, they are healthy for your hair and your skin, and they have time-saving benefits. But just for a couple of minutes, as we continue on our way to clearing clutter and getting organized, taking good care of ourselves, of course, is very beneficial to our total well-being. I see that Nerda is here, so I'm going to welcome her and then continue right on. Nerda Joy, how are you?
I'm very well. Hello, Meryl.
How are you today?
Good morning. Good.
Fabulous.
Very good. Excited to be here with you.
Yes. Thank you so much. You know, before we wanted to begin, I wanted to talk to my listeners a little bit because getting ready in the morning takes complete organization if we want to, you know, get out and feel good and start the day in the right direction. So what I did this morning was I decided to time myself to see how long it really takes me to get ready. I was shocked, to tell you the truth, Nerda. Well, of course, we're talking about our T3 products, but we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes. So this morning, I took my shower, and it took me a total of 9 minutes to dry my hair. With my, I have the Featherweight too, the white one. It's gorgeous. You know what? I was shocked. I never really timed it. 5 minutes it took me to dry my hair. Then I put in 4 curlers, and I curled my hair, put makeup on, got dressed, straightened a little bit in the apartment, all in 9 minutes time. I was shocked. I really was, and I wasn't rushing around.
That is amazing.
But what I did, and this is what I want everybody to hear this, is that I prepared myself. I had my clothes taken out before I got into the shower. I plugged in my hair rollers and my hot iron, my curling iron, and my hair dryer. So when I got out of the shower and I toweled off and, you know, and got dressed, everything was already in motion and everything was plugged in and ready for me to use. So there are certain things that we can all take to make our lives easier. Being organized is one of them, and using quality products that are not only good for us but help us save time is a double benefit.
Yes.
So I welcome you here, and I do want to start out talking a little bit about you and and what you do.
Well, I am. I have been in skincare and working with faces for 36 years, a really long time. And I'm originally from Sydney, Australia. I've been here in America for 25 years. I had two salons in Sydney before I came here. And I came over here, you know, training, traveling the country and going to different salons and just educating people about skin. I always think it's, you know, just to be able to understand and diagnose skin is the major key to then be able to prescribe whatever treatment product or brand of product that you're going to use thereafter. So what was key for me was traveling around to the different salons throughout the United States and just training people on how to diagnose skin. That was my big thing when I first came here. So, you know, since then I now work out of a couple of places. One is I have my own place in with a facial plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. And my second location is the Bel Air Spa by La Prairie, which is in Bel Air, and it's this fabulous, the only five-star spa in Los Angeles, and where they're building a phenomenal treatment spa. And so I'm a huge skin person, and I love skin. I feel like I wake up and I just breathe it. I know it, and I'm fortunate enough to have a really fabulous clientele. In fact, the new beauty magazine that just came out, one of my clients is on the cover, Madeline Stowe, and she, you know, it's just I just love the business, and I love that it's just constantly evolving. And nowadays, you know, we have so many great products and great ingredients in the products that really make a difference. Mm-hmm. And one doesn't need to be going for facelifts and things, you know, as quickly or if at all. You know, there's just so many great things that, you know, particularly your retinols and alpha hydroxy acids and things that really get to the lower layers,
right,
that make a difference.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. You know, it's interesting. We know that, I know that you told me that Jennifer Gardner is one of your clients, and she even said, Nair de Joy has magic hands that make skin clear and bright. And somebody else said, you know, Nair de Joy, that's the sheer joy of a facial. Hands down, one of the best in Hollywood and perhaps the world. How wonderful is that?
That's so nice when they speak up for you and say,
of course,
you know, all
of
these lovely things. But it's just, you know, I love what you were saying and the fact that you mentioned that, gosh, you can do all of these things in 9 minutes. And when you have all the tools that work mm-hmm. for you, that just bring out the best in, whether it be, you know, of course, our shower with our T3 sauce, shower filters,
yeah.
or whether it be skincare that is, you know, that's just really doing the job and making a difference, it's just so wonderful, you know, to have
yes.
the knowledge and to have the tools available to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, going back to the shower head, the T3 shower head, which I love, I have
amazing.
The one with the handle. Let me tell you, first of all, I definitely noticed my hair is definitely much healthier for sure. But in addition, I don't know if it's only me, but my skin is not as dry as it was, especially, you know, we're in and out of, you know, the sun or whatever it is. So I started taking shower baths. So instead of filling the bath water with, you know, the faucet, I fill it with the shower head because I'm so enjoying, you know, the filtration system. It's wonderful. It's a great way to start the day.
Oh, it's sure. just extraordinary, really. I mean, I cannot even myself on my body believe how great my skin is on my body since I've been using the T3 sauce.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Well,
I know. It's fabulous. Yeah. It's fabulous. And we're going to tell everybody to, if they want to check out T3. You can go to, actually, just for the hair dryers, we can go to T3micro.com, but we could talk more about that later. And then after, of course, we get out of the shower, we need to dry our hair and get our hair styled. And another thing, by the way, I don't know if I told you, in the 9 minutes, I also put makeup on, which I'll talk about in a couple of minutes. It was unbelievable. I was shocked.
Oh, my goodness.
I really was. I know I keep saying,
I want those
but,
skills.
Know, I'm surprised myself because it's nothing fancy. But first of all, the hair, you know, the hair dryer, and I think that you'll agree because that, you know, the patented technology, it dries and styles your hair faster. I mean, 5 minutes. Now, I have medium length hair, and it's, you know, it's pretty thick. And 5 minutes, I mean, it's wonderful.
Gosh, that's great.
And I'm sure that you. And the other thing is that the curling iron that I have, because of the tourmaline, it is also very safe. And is I'm not. I think it's just my hair feels wonderful when I use it, and it's very fast. I have the larger curl one. And another thing that I found, and I'm wondering if you find that this is true. I feel that when I use the T3 curlers and my curling iron, there's another name for that curl. Is there another name for the curling iron? I keep saying curling iron, but I'm thinking it's not the single pass. Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about with the curling iron. I find that I feel like I'm leaving a salon, like I'm using salon quality products.
Mm.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's always amazing when you go and you have your hair done and it's they blow dry it and it's you know it gets sort of that silky shiny look and it doesn't
right.
feel like it, you know, it's had that intense heat on it. But I find myself, and I don't even, actually, most of the time, I don't even have to put product on my hair, but just using, you know, their rollers or, and just their dryers, their hair is so different. And I'm coloring my hair every 3 weeks, so I'm pretty harsh on it, you know, with the color, but I can't believe that it's so much healthier. And even my hairdresser has said to me that your hair is so much healthier. And, you know, it's really interesting that and amazing. You know, it's great. That
I know. Thank you to Kent Yu, who is the T3 founder, who actually, I don't know if you know the story, but he taped two of the original featherweights together, the dryers. And he figured he'd try them out on his wife. And she experienced hair drying so fast that T3 immediately set out, you know, about that's how he transformed and created the prototype into reality, which is such a nice story. But
yeah.
The technology is wonderful on all the products. So we're big fans for sure.
Yes, that's true.
And I even have the hairbrush and the round brush, which are great. It makes it so much easier to be able to use products that work, and you can get out faster, whether it's in the evening or in the morning, and you wind up feeling really good about yourself, and that ultimately is so important.
Well, I think, you know, one other thing that I wanted to add, Meryl, is that surprisingly, how long I must have had my T3 hair dryer for 8 years, and what I did not know at the time I got it is that the tourmaline they injected actually into the product so that it never goes away. So your hair is always being protected. Unlike a lot of other brands where maybe it's just a coating of that tourmaline on the actual iron, and it does go away, you know, it doesn't last. So I think, you know, the quality of the product is what is so superior, and I think that's what I mean. As I said I've had my hair dryer 8 years and it's still going strong.
I agree. You know what another thing is for everybody out there listening, you can purchase any of these products on Sephora.com.
Yes. Yes.
Which is great. I love that. And they're in the stores, and they're beautiful also. Aren't they really pretty?
I know, I think it's like a woman definitely had say in, you know, in how things are made, you know, just because when you're holding it, it feels like, oh, this is for a woman's hand, a smaller hand. You know, it's some of the items I find they're just, the handles are so big and cumbersome and heavy that they're just like, oh my gosh, obviously a man, you know, a guy with a big head was like, you know, behind the development process of this.
It's true.
I like that it's really sort of, it feels really good. Yeah, it feels.
I know.
It's an experience. And I mean, the shower for me is just unbelievable. I can't believe
it's wonderful.
What a difference it makes and how the water feels so soft on your skin. And,
yeah,
you know, it
has
the 8 different flows of water as well. You know, that their patented formula that with their tourmaline and how they've put it all together with the minerals. And, oh, my goodness, it's
great. Yeah,
and you get to see when you need to change the filter.
The filter,
I mean, you know,
yes.
Which every 4 to 6 months, depending on how often you're showering. I mean, you actually get to see through the little strip when it's ready to be changed, which is you know, great.
Right. And easy. Thanks for bringing that up. But that's the thing. We need easy access these days. We need things to be easy for us and we need things to flow so we could move on. When we get stuck, especially in the morning when we're getting ready to get out, you know, we want it to just be easy and that's what these products do. So I'm really grateful for them. The other thing is that I wanted to know if you can share some tips with our listeners on what they can do as far as skincare, some easy steps for them to get started at home. What are some of the time-saving things that they can do?
Well, I think that, you know, if I can just sort of say that one of the biggest problems that, and I must have worked on, you know, more than 60,000 faces in my time. One of the biggest problems that I see is surface dryness, which is why the T3 source shower filters are so important, because particularly someone that tends to be a combination oily skin, where they've got that oiliness underneath and they get that dryness on top, and that dryness, you know, it's very confusing for someone who has an oily skin because, you know, some days they're waking up and saying, gosh, today my skin's so oily and I'm going to go for the light moisturizer, if at all, or, you know, gosh, today my skin is so dry and I need my heavy treatment product. But it's that surface dryness, because your skin type never changes. It's what we call the subcondition that changes, and that changes, you know, due to our environment and what we're using on our skin. So, you know, is drying soaps or, you know, drying foaming cleansers and, you know, the harsh waters and just, you know, a shower without your T3 source shower, you know, your filters, all that chlorine is so drying on the skin. And that dryness creates the buildup within a pore. Now, a blackhead, for instance, is bacteria, dead cells, and sebum that builds up inside a pore. And if you have that dryness on top, it can't escape. So it builds and it stretches the pore size. And not only does it make your pores larger in size, it actually stains the skin, which makes a pore even look deeper, because then it has this grayish sort of dull look around, you know, the edge of the pore, and that makes the skin look uneven and not as pretty and dewy and healthy as it should be. So number one, I mean, you know, what is a great tip is really the importance of keeping your skin from being surface dry. And foaming cleansers do the same. They give that squeaky, tight feeling that one thinks it's drying up all the oil inside the skin, but you can't dry up oil because it's what we produce from within. So it's just keeping that skin soft and supple is really, really important for pore size. It's important for the coloring of the skin and just the brightness. You know, it keeps your skin at a place where it can absorb treatment products and serums and all these fabulous things that we have that we can put on our skin thereafter. So so that is key, is keeping that skin from being surface dry. And I mean, you know, even the skin on your body, the same thing. I mean, since I have been using the T3 Source shower filters, the skin on my body, I really do not even have to put body lotion on, because my skin is so soft, and I can't believe how the skin on my body is. My skin on my face has always been great because I take really good care of it.
Right,
but I
right.
notice such a difference. So key factor here, I would say, for everybody is to keep your skin soft and supple. Don't let it get to that place where it gets dry on top and it just doesn't look as good.
Right.
So it's
great.
Great
tip, yes, and so important. You know, we tend to look over that or forget that. But if our skin is soft and shiny and supple, we're feeling good. We're having, you know, it's like we're walking with our high heels on.
That's
we're feeling
right.
really, really terrific.
And,
now,
and people are looking at you too, and just
yes.
oh my God, you know, because it's youthful. It's
yes.
You know, it's pretty, yeah.
Yes, as we need to continue to get rid of the clutter, if you will, on our skins and on our bodies for us to feel free and beautiful, really.
Yes.
But since you also are our facial fairy godmother, how many facials would you say women, maybe at the age between 30 and 50, should have over a year period? Is this something that should be done every month, every week?
You know, Meryl, I think that for everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
I think what is most important is what you do at home every single day, as it is with your, you know, with what you ingest, your diet, your exercise. It's everything. It's what you do every day. And I believe in everything in moderation also. So, you know, for people that tend to be more oily, cleaning is more important, and just making sure that they're exfoliating at home, if not with an actual, you know, maybe a papaya-based enzyme, the papain that absorbs the dead cells, but at least using a washcloth when they wash their face so that they're, they're really cleaning, giving that extra clean, which helps to exfoliate a little bit. And I tell people, you know, don't go for the frette, the really fancy washcloths. Go for the ones that you can get more from the drugstores that have they're a little bit rougher, you know, and that helps to exfoliate and clean the skin. And I think, you know, I have people that I see every couple of weeks. I have some people that I see every month. I have some people that I say, you know what, I don't want to see you for 6 months. Your skin's great. And,
right.
and what you're doing at home is also great. So, you know, it really does depend, but I do say to people, what you do every single day, your home care regimen, washing your face at night after you've been out in the dirt and grime of, you know, the pollution, especially where I am here in Los Angeles, but is to wash your skin really well at night. So, you know, and then to be able to use a makeup that is one that is what we call an extension from our facials and the mineral makeup, you know, La Belladonna,
yes.
you know, just pure mineral makeup is something that you can work out with it on and know that even though you're sweating, it's not clogging your pores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, makeup's very important because a lot of it is comedogenic and it creates a lot of problems on the skin, as does some of the sunscreens out there. So, you know, to use a really good makeup, mineral makeup line is fabulous because of how it helps to keep moisture in the skin. I mean, minerals are amazing, you know, in how it helps to keep moisture in the skin, and it's healing, which is what's, you know, I say to someone who has a pimple on their face at night, put a little bit of the loose minerals, the La Belladonna minerals on your pimple with a Q-tip and go to bed because it's so healing. And,
yes.
And I, you know, I love that feeling of not having to, you know, when you can't feel that you've got makeup on your skin, where you just feel like, oh my gosh, it's so light and I feel so good and yet I've still got a little color, my skin's still breathing, it's healing, and I feel good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's so true.
These are
perfect.
The things, These are the things that really add to, I don't need to see you that often. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
It's what you do every day. It's having your T3 source shower filters. It's how you start your day. Maybe it's how you end your day. It's having your good skincare products. You want to have products that have got things like retinols or alpha hydroxy acids, things that are going to keep your pore size small and keep your wrinkles less deep, and using, you know, makeup that's healthy for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So perfect. I'm so glad, because that information is just it's just great, and it's so true. And it was a perfect segue, because I wanted to talk about La Belladonna, because I do have the products here that you sent me. And I tell you, the face makeup is incredible. I'm wearing it right now, and it's exactly, first of all, I love the application. You know, I put a little bit on my forehead, my nose, my cheeks. I put it all over, and I actually used my hands to rub it in, but I do know there is a brush that I can use as well, correct?
Yes, yes, there is.
It feels, Nerida, so wonderful. This is the second day that I have it on. I feel like I'm not wearing makeup.
No,
it really does.
It's wonderful. I mean, I've worked with La Belladonna and, for probably 18 years. Mm-hmm. I still use it today. I've got their lip gloss on as I'm talking to you.
Me
blush,
too.
The powder. I mean, it's so great. And I mean, there are other minerals out there, you know, that are, you know, Color Science is also another very good one. There are a couple of other minerals out there, but a lot of the minerals out there are not the true minerals. La Belladonna, their mica is perfect size. Like, it really... It is a flawless, it's just beautiful. The colors are great. So, I mean, it's, you know, as I said, there are many different ones out there, but, you know, La Belladonna is my favorite.
I said the packaging is also, it's gorgeous.
It's
so classy. Everything is in this shiny silver. It's a beautiful product. Now, where can people purchase La Belladonna?
You know, La Belladonna's found at a lot of the spas, but I think probably, you know, that their website would be the best place to go.
Belladonna.com, probably.
And certainly, I'm sure on their website, it's been such a long time since I've been on their website, I'm sure they have the list of the different spas. They're in a lot of the finer hotels around to the spas, and it's a beautiful line, yeah.
It is. It's great. And it's so important because it's more natural. Like, when you're saying the minerals, can you just explain that a little bit to everybody out there?
Well, yes, there are, you know, and like sort of sunscreens, it's with minerals, there is the minerals that are mixed with chemicals and things like in a lot of the makeups and things, but the titanium dioxide, which is, you know, what I always say to people, when you're looking for a sunscreen, make sure you get a physical and mix with a little bit of the chemical in a sunscreen. But with minerals, to get the minerals, your titanium and your zinc, and the great thing about minerals, you know, is it's rock, you know, and is that it does just hold the moisture in. So I think titanium is the one that I talk about a lot, just because it's you know, it's really good for the skin, and it's healthy on the skin. It retains moisture. So I'm not a makeup, you know, it's not my forte in that, you know, it's not something obviously that I'm doing on people, but I just know the benefits of it in how it heals the skin. And for me, I'm always looking for everything to heal, because, you know, when people do break out and they do have scarring that lasts for sometimes months, from a pimple, I'm always after things that are healing, and I find the minerals and the titanium, and it, you know, is something that really helps in speeding up that healing process.
Mm-hmm. And I also know that you are big into sun protection and sunscreen. And for women out there, I think most of us really are using sunscreen, but I would think that you would say this is something that we need to, you know, put on every day and make sure it lasts all day.
Absolutely. I think, you know, sunscreens nowadays, we are so lucky to live in a time where we, you know, they're so sophisticated. You can get them in every color, you can get them, not that opaque, thick substances anymore that just clog and sit on the skin. They come, they're so light, and yet you can get really high protection. You can put them up around your eyes, a lot of them now, which we never could before. They come in so many different shades, and with the retractable brushes, I mean, the ones that, which La Belladonna have too, the retractable brush, you have them in your car. You don't, you put them on your hands and your neck and your décolleté, so you're really protecting your skin for when you're driving.
Right.
You know, I
which
mean,
we don't
you,
realize.
You don't have to, exactly. Mm-hmm. And those brushes, you're not having to get your hand in goop every time,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is so great. But yeah, there are just so many great. I always say to somebody, because a lot of people nowadays have little sunspots or freckles, as I do have freckles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have sunscreens, using, you know, anyone who has brown spots or any form of melasma, any brown blotchiness on the skin, they have to use at least a 40, an SPF 40.
Really?
And know that to maintain that SPF 40, you are supposed to be applying it every 20 minutes. Now, which no one is doing. Of course, we can't
right.
be applying sunblock every 20 minutes. So it's really, you know, it's important. What I say to people that do have brown spots, freckles and things on their face that they don't like and that they certainly don't want to get any worse and preferably they'd sooner lighten them, is to apply a sunscreen all over your face, wait 1 minute, and then go back and put a second coating on those areas. Now, you know, a lot of sunscreens are tinted, so mine is also my makeup, which is great. But for people that aren't and don't like to use makeup on a daily basis, there are just so many different ones out there that, you know, that are just a straight sunscreen, a strong sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
Total Block. Is the name of the company. It's called Total Block, or Solar Protection is their professional name that they sell in salons. You know, they have very high sunscreens that, again, are non-comedogenic.
Important.
You know, if you're using, exactly, it's just, there are so many great ones, really there are. And I sort of say stay away from the ones that are high in chemicals because
of course.
They're just not so good for you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that because it's so true. I do have a question, though. Let's say I put on the liquid mineral foundation, La Belladonna, which is, I believe, the one that I have is SPF 20. And then if on top of that I put the pure mineral foundation, the powder, which is SPF 20, am I getting the 40?
You're pretty much doubling up. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some people say, you know, well, I'm putting a 40 on my face, but I say, well, show me how much you're putting on your face, because
mm-hmm.
there are some people that are putting it on and putting a good amount on, and there are other people that are just barely putting it on their skin. So you know, so it does depend on how much they're putting on. Number one. And just sort of how they're applying it too. You know, I think
right.
that some people put sunblock on and then go back and grab a towel and blot their face.
Right.
But
right.
And a lot of the sunscreens, they might be so oily or they just don't feel good. But the good thing about minerals is that they just feel like you've got, I mean, it's they're just terrific. You can't even compare. And I don't even have the words to say to, you know, it's just such a different feeling than putting.
It is.
It really
mm-hmm.
is, yeah.
It's fabulous. Now, one more question. This morning, I put on my sunscreen, believe it or not, because I didn't realize that has 30 in it,
mm-hmm.
And I used that as a moisturizer, but I really didn't need that this morning. I could have went straight with the liquid mineral foundation. Is that correct?
It is correct. Do you mean you were going to put another moisturizer on underneath it, or you
no,
were going?
No, I wasn't.
You were going to just put the direct. Well, see, for some people, depending on your skin type,
mm-hmm.
Just using the minerals, the La Belladonna, the makeup is sufficient, because a lot of it, you know, for a more combination skin to oily skin, it's enough. You know, they don't need to have.
Yes.
The moisturizer, then the moisturizer with the sunscreen over top of it. But it depends on your skin. And certainly coming into winter, you know, the seasons change too. So often your skincare regimen does have to change to accommodate the season and just to protect your skin. But certainly, you know, for certain skin types, absolutely that would be sufficient.
Wow, that's really wonderful. Well, the information there has just been really great. I so appreciate you coming and sharing all your knowledge with us. If anybody's out in Beverly Hills and they want to get a facial, how can they get in touch with you?
It's Nera DeJoy. Nera DeJoy. I'm at...
Let's spell that.
I guess the best way to... Nerida is spelled N-E-R-I-D-A, Joy, J-O-Y. We have just such a beautiful place up at the Bel Air Hotel Spa by La Prairie. It's a beautiful spa up there in the hills of Bel Air, and it's the only 5-star spa here, and it's exquisite. So I'm up there with a great crew.
It sounds glorious. If I could, I'd be there this afternoon.
And when you come here, you are certainly, we will be inviting you and dragging you up there to have all these fabulous treatments. We will certainly pamper you, Meryl. So you must make that trip.
Yes, I cannot wait. You are just lovely and a true joy. A true joy. So thank you so, so much for being here. And I look forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful day, Nerida.
Absolutely. You also. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful show that was. She's just lovely. And really, the products are amazing. And it's so much easier for me to talk about products, of course, that have I experienced and have used. And all of these have made my life easier. And my skin and hair both look and feel good. And that's so important. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you will join us again next week as I focus always on real issues with real people. If you need to make a change in any aspect of your life, you certainly are in the right place. Oh, there is one thing that I want to mention. I mentioned it earlier, and I was talking about how it's so important for us to feel like we're wearing heels. We want to feel elevated as we leave for the day, and being organized and having the right products and making the time really helps you to do just that. But I did see something the other day in the city, and they're a pair. I see them. I actually bought them. They're a pair of Ash sneakers, and they are sneakers that have a platform to them. So when you put them on, you're just feeling fabulous. You're feeling like you're really wearing heels, and they're so comfortable. So that's my product. Another product of the day is Ash sneakers. Also, you can find them online. They're gorgeous and comfortable. And why not feel good walking around and feeling like you're wearing heels, but really they're just kind of like fancy schmancy sneakers. Anyway, as always, I look forward to hearing from all of you. It's so wonderful to get your emails and your phone calls and telling me your stories. I love answering all your questions. So thank you for that. The Home Organizing Workbook and the Personal Organizing Workbook are available on Amazon. We talk about a lot of those things during the show. They're filled with fabulous information, and they can be downloaded, and you can have them forever. Also, if you know anyone that would like to listen to this week's show, please let them know that they're always available on my Blog Talk Radio homepage. So I will see you next time as we tackle life situations and learn how to remove the clutter in every aspect of our lives. My goal is always to help you to make a positive change in your life. So tune in each week as I focus on you. Until next time, keep it simple.